of the Lord. Come on, lift your hands everywhere. My answer will be yes. Lord, yes. When your spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Come on, somebody, lift your hands and say, yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely yes. My soul, every fiber of my being, say yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell somebody, it's good to agree with the Lord. It's good to agree with him. Praise his name of the Lord Jesus. My soul say yes. I take this opportunity to greet everyone in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Those of us who are here, some of you are already at home, already seated. But we give God thanks this morning, thanking him for his goodness and for his mercies towards us. We may be few in number here in the physical building, but I know the host of heaven is rejoicing at this time. And we have to join in with what heaven is doing and worship that great name. His name is Jesus. The 24 elders, they cast their crown before him and they cry, holy, 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 for God is holy. Come on, saints of the living God. When he appeared to Moses, he said, Moses, take your shoes from off your feet, for the place that which you stand on is holy ground. Wherever the Lord is, it's holy. Whatever he touches, it's holy. My God, whoever he puts his name on is holy. It's separated unto him. You are holy. I am holy. All God's children are holy. We're a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, and a holy nation separated unto God. Tell somebody, I'm not ordinary. I am a child of the living God. I am not ordinary. Praise his name. Praise his name. I take this opportunity one more time just to greet everyone in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. Greetings to our assistant pastor, Minister Michael Hansen, to all the elders, Elder Junior Brown, Elder Oral Brown, all the evangelists, missionaries, those of us who are watching online, at homes, wherever you may be. It's a day of rejoicing, a day to lift our hands and to bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not be distracted because we're in our homes, but let us learn to reverence God. If we have set a time for God, it's for God and him alone. And if you get distracted, you might just miss the voice of God. You might just miss what the Spirit is saying. But you turn that stove off, turn everything down. Don't worry about your Sunday dinner. You're going to have it if Jesus dies. And if your life is spared, don't worry, you'll have it. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Too much of that oxtail will confuse you. But too much of God's word never do anything more than give you success. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. All right, Brother Morrow. Praise the name. I know you agree with what I'm saying. Hallelujah. I feel so good this morning in the house of the Lord. Sometimes God just give you an on-time word. It's one of those ones this morning. I just believe that the Lord had something on my mind, but just didn't feel impressed to say what I had on my mind. But I believe God is leading me somewhere this morning just to encourage the church. And I know we're living in a time where everything is challenged. The church is challenged. The brethren are challenged because the brethren is the church anyway. The people of God are living in difficult times. The stage is set for the war against the name of the Lord. But I heard when the Lord was setting his stage, he told Abraham, come out from among them. You better leave your father's house, leave everything that you're accustomed to, because I'm going to prepare a kingdom. My God Almighty, and your children going to be like the sand of the seashore and the stars in the sky. You won't be able to number them. My God, I'm preparing a kingdom, but I'm bringing it out of one man. I'm going to invest in one man and his family. And out of that, I'll prepare, my God Almighty, my son's going to come through that lineage to save humanity. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful to the Lord for the obedience of Abraham, because of his obedience this morning, we are part of that number. Hallelujah. One man became obedient unto the voice of the Lord. You don't know what you do when you're obedient to God. You don't know how many people are being saved through you by just mere obedience. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. There's a blessing in being obedient. And we want to act in that manner this morning. Let us just stretch our hands and pray at this time. Father, we give you thanks that your word is already anointed. Lord Jesus, I pray you touch me right now. Give me the unction to speak. Lord God Almighty, whatever you want to say through me, however you want to encourage the church, you just do what you want to do, Lord. Hallelujah. Stretch with your hands even now. Hallelujah. Subdue the powers of darkness, my God Almighty, and let your name be glorified. Hatabahushanda. Mama Kotosaya. Hallelujah. 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 Speak to us, Lord. Lord Jesus, speak to us. Speak to us. Speak to us. Let your name be glorified. Praise his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. We give God thanks. Tell somebody, the church is victorious. The church is victorious. Is victorious. I want us to turn to the book of Psalm. We'll be looking on the second division of Psalm. I'll just read. Second division of Psalm. The writer writes to us, he said, why are the nations so angry? Why do they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepare for battle. The rulers plot together against the Lord, against his anointed one, saying, let us break their chains, they cry, and free ourselves from slavery to God. Praise his name. Let us break their chains, they cry, and free ourselves from slavery to God. The heathen, the nations of this world, anger, spirit of anger, rest in their bosom against the Holy One. They are wasting their time with futile plans. Plans that will never profit. Plans that the Lord will never allow to become successful. Praise his wonderful name. Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 1. Verse 5, John chapter 1 and verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. It is impossible for darkness to put out this great light, the light which is Jesus, the light now which is the church in this world, the representatives of God. You and I, we are the ambassadors of this great kingdom. We're shining in darkness, and darkness can never extinguish us. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to speak a word into the spirit of the church of the living God in a time of testing and persecution that's coming on the land. Light is shining in darkness, and darkness will never be able to to extinguish this light. Come on, lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord Jesus. We are no ordinary people. We are chosen by God to show forth his praises. When he ascended on high, my God Almighty, we became the body of Christ that shines brilliantly in this dark and corrupt world. And the darkness of this world seeks to extinguish the light, the representatives of the kingdom, but they will never be able to silence the church of the living God. They will never be able to put us out. They'll never be able to put a seal on our lips, because there's something that's burning brilliantly in our spirit. It has nothing to do with man. It's not of this world. It has everything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. For there's power on the inside of us, and this power is not an authority given to us by men, but it's been given to us from God himself. And because of that, we cannot keep silent about the things that we have seen or the things that we have heard. My God Almighty, for in us he's living, he's moving, my God Almighty, and he's speaking through us. Praise his wonderful name. And so the psalmist, in what's considered a prophetic psalm, he penned these words as he began to write. He said, "Why are the nations so angry?" And this is the time in which we are living in right now. This spoke very clearly about the time when the Lord's anointed was revealed to this world, and they decided to take out the Christ, Jesus the Christ, my God, that came into this world to deliver mankind from darkness. But the same spirit is against the church. The same spirit that tried, my God Almighty, to mess up the plan of Jesus and could not be successful is still, until this very hour, is still planning against the church of the living God. Whether you want to believe it or not, there's an anti-spirit, anti-Christ spirit that set out against the people of God. And it has to do with the government and the rulers of this present world. But I thank God, I remember the word of Jesus when he stood before Pilate, and Pilate looked at him and Pilate said, "Don't you know that I have power, my God Almighty, to set you free?" And Jesus had to humbly put Pilate in his place and said, "Brother Pilate, you have no power unless it's been given to you from above." And I want to let the world know that though they plan against the church of the living God, though they gather together, my God, and they become angry about what the church stands for, and they want to pass laws against the holy people of God, I want to let them know they have no power unless it's been given from above. My God Almighty, I'm not here to align myself with the nations of this world. I pray, my God, for the governments of this world, and I pray that we'll be able to live a peaceful life, not comfortable life, but a peaceful life where we'll be able to worship our God and to speak about him and to spread this gospel. But perhaps the hour has come when they gather themselves together. My God Almighty, you don't see it, but the Lord is looking down. My God, we are seeing glimpses of it being revealed now. But the Lord from his throne is looking down, and he's seeing every secret meeting. My God, he sees them around the table. He sees them, my God, planning. My God Almighty, he sees them orchestrating various bills to pass into parliament. My God, sending through the Senate, my God Almighty, hallelujah, and making promises that if you pass this bill, you'll be promoted. If you pass this bill, my God, you'll find favor with the government. And a spirit of anger, my God, released from the depths of hell, my God, has possessed the hearts and the mind of the nations of this world. The rulers, my God, France aligning with Canada, Canada aligning with America, all the nations of this world becoming so angry against the church. My God, some don't even know why their spirit is so angry. They hate everything that the church stands for. They hate righteousness, hate holiness, hate the family structure, hate, my God Almighty, a man, my God Almighty, marrying a woman. They're against it. They want to be freed from the rulership and the authority of God. It's an antichrist spirit that has possessed the rulers of this world. But hear what God says in this prophetic psalm. My God, he said, why are they so angry? My God Almighty. That's why the church has to stand up in confidence, because there's a great God that's looking down, and nothing can touch the church unless God allow it to be so. Nothing can scatter God's people unless God allow it to be so. The great God is looking down, and every one of his people, my God Almighty, every individual who he has invested his name and his power and his authority, his spirit in their life, God's watching over us. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. God's banner over us, my God, and it is love. No man can touch the church. No man can scatter. No man can put the church to naught. God says, why do they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepare for battle. There's a preparation that's happening in the spirit realm right now. Don't you be too confused and be carried away with the news media and the agenda of the news media. They want to neutralize your mind for you, my God, just to accept everything that's coming on the scene. But I pull the cloak from over your eyes for you to recognize, hallelujah, that there's a spirit of deceit that's creeping over the land. The Lord told us about the spirit of confusion that was coming on the land, my God Almighty, as we approach the opening months of this year. And yes, we are seeing it, but let us remember that it was the spirit of confusion that began in Babylon that devoured the nations of the world, my God Almighty. The same spirit, men depart from the rulership of God. They wanted a name for themselves. They didn't want to be ruled by the great God. And so they decided, we're going to make a name for ourselves. We're going to get from under the authority of God and make a name for ourselves. And they began to build a tower, my God, to take it into the skies, because we can be our own God. We can decide who has authority over us. We want to be, my God Almighty, set our agenda and rule over our own selves. We don't want to be under no authority. That's the same spirit that's in the land. He said, the kings of the earth prepare for battle. The rulers plot together against the Lord and against his anointed one. We saw when God, hallelujah, revealed himself through the word, my God Almighty, his son Jesus Christ, and what the world did with him. They rejected him and decided that it was better to accept a thief, Barabbas, than, my God Almighty, accepting the one who came into this world as the Lamb of God to deliver man from their sinful nature. My God, to give man hope. But the world cried out, crucify him, away with him, and give us Barabbas, give us the violent one, give us the robber, give us the thief. But the righteous man, crucify him. It's the same spirit that's in the world. Brothers and sisters, time for the sons of God to rise up with authority and recognize that we are in a war. My God, it's not coming, it's here. The war is here, and we can't keep our lips silent. We can't keep our mouths closed. We can't keep on being masked up, my God Almighty, in the spirit. We've got to unleash, my God, and speak with authority and boldness to let them know that the sons of God is not going to, my God, align themselves with under any dark authority, but we are going to shine brilliantly, my God, for we know that darkness can never put us out. Come on, saints of the living God. We're too quiet. The church, my God, is too relaxed in the land. Everything that the rulers of this world write, my God Almighty, we want to obey, my God Almighty. But tell us, my God, whether it is, my God, better to obey man than God. My God, I don't care what kind of laws come on the land, but I have a spirit, my God, that's aligned, my God, with the laws of the kingdom. And what the king says is what I'm going to stand for. My God Almighty, hallelujah. I respect the authority of the land, but anytime the authorities cross the line, anytime, my God, the laws are against the king law, I've got to answer, my God, with boldness. Oh, King, my God Almighty, we are not careful to answer you regarding this matter, but there's a king that rules, my God. His name is Jesus, my God Almighty, and he has empowered me. He's given me authority in this world, and I'm standing on that authority. I'm standing for righteousness. I'm standing for the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. So tell the kings to prepare for battle. Tell the rulers to plot against the Lord. Let them plot against the church. But I know a God. Hallelujah. One wave of the hand of God. My God Almighty. Ask the historians down in Egypt. My God. Ask the pharaohs who are dead and gone. My God. Read the book. My God. One wave of the mighty hand of God will devour any nation. Will come, hallelujah, put to naught any authority in this land. The kings can plot, they can become angry, but I know a God. One word from the throne of God will silence any authority. One word from a man who is empowered by the Holy Ghost will silence any authority. My God, they said, let us break their chains, my God Almighty. How do they say that, my God Almighty? How do they say, let us break the chains, they cry, and free ourselves from the slavery of God? Church, open your eyes. They say it when they pass the bills. When they say it, my God, when they pass the laws in parliament, laws that are against the kingdom of light. That's the spirit being revealed to us. We sit back and we want our children to be under this system that slowly take their mind from the light. Send them to school and they are seeing stuff that the Lord would not want them to see. Servant David said, I will not expose my eyes to any evil. And our children are in institutions that boldly declare, my God, the Antichrist spirit and the agenda of this world, and our children are dear. That kind of a spirit is saying, let us free ourselves, my God, from the authority and the slavery to God. We want to be our own God. We don't want him to rule over us. How they are going to do that? Silence the church. Because if the church, my God, is silenced, there won't be a witness in this land. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to open our eyes. God, remove the cloud from my eyes and let me see clearly. There's an agenda that's coming on the land, my God Almighty. And if you, my God, just want to have church as usual, you are going to be devoured. We are not afraid. Brothers and sisters, this is the time we have to recognize the power of the light that's in our lives. The power of the Holy Ghost that possesses our lives. Darkness will not be able to put it out. Hear what the psalmist says. But the one who rules in the heavens, oh God Almighty, he laughs. My God Almighty, can you just think about it? Can you imagine how the Lord just relax on his throne and laugh at the plans of the rulers of this world? My God Almighty, don't you see what's on the land? Every nation responds the same way to the spirit that's creeping over the land. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Open your eyes. Ask the Lord to open your eyes to see the agenda that's in this world. God will laugh, scoff at them. Then in anger, he rebukes them, terrifying them with his fierce fury. When they ask for the blood of Jesus, let's kill him. Crucify him and give us the thief. When they recognize that they started to pierce his hand, pierce his feet, and push a sword, a spear in his side. And when they recognize that he bowed his head and gave up the ghost, they felt as if they had the victory. But God was laughing and was mocking them. Because he know that it was not possible for death to hold light in the grave. My God Almighty. It was not possible for the light to be put out. And so 3 days' time, while the nations of this world were partying, God was laughing for 3 days. Until, my God Almighty, the laughter ceased. And then in anger, my God Almighty, he rebukes, terrifying them with his fierce fury, my God Almighty. When he got up out of the grave, my God, the bonds of death had to let him go. For it was not possible to keep the light down in the grave. He rose triumphantly. He rose victoriously, spoiling the kingdom of darkness, my God, putting them to an open shame, terrifying them, my God Almighty. That's the same spirit that possesses us. That's the same spirit that directs us. That's the same spirit that leads us. That's the same spirit that's living in us, oh God Almighty. So let the rulers plan, my God. Let them mock us. Let them carry out their futile plans. God is laughing in the heavens. God is laughing. There's a time coming, my God, when his anger will be stirred. There's a time coming where he'll put them to an open shame. Kashamba. Hallelujah. 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 I don't care what kind of agenda, my God Almighty, I want to loose a team of young men, young women who will set this world on fire, my God Almighty. But we have to be prepared to lose everything, my God. My God, let the streets become our pulpit. Let the barber shops become our pulpit. Let the Tim Hortons cafeteria and so forth become our pulpit, where we just echo Jesus. And if the workplace tells us we can't testify for Jesus, we move on in the spirit. My God, somebody has got to lose something to bring forth this gospel. Somebody has got to give up something. We're too quiet in Canada. We're too quiet in Toronto. We're too, my God Almighty, hallelujah. We're trapped in the spirit. We're trapped, my God Almighty, my God, trying, my God, to compromise or be formed, my God, to a culture. But it's time for us to break out, my God, and begin to preach the gospel. Preach it on the bus. Preach it in the streets. Preach it all over until men, my God, will seek to persecute us. Saints, it's real. It's real. This gospel of Jesus Christ, it's real. My God, the power that's in us, it's real. Tell it. My God, it's like a tell it campaign. Everywhere we go, that's the mission. Tell it, tell it, tell it, tell it. Let them plan all they want. My God, my mouth is set on fire. My spirit is set on fire. I have a connection with the one who was risen from the dead. My God, if you kill me, I'm going to get up. Hallelujah. There's coming a day when death will not be able to hold me down. What you gonna do to try to hold on the things in this world? Plans of the enemy, they're futile, but they will attack you so greatly that you'll have to make a choice. Is it for the kingdom of God? Do you believe that there's coming a time when God will laugh at them? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see, my God, the ingathering of the nations and the agenda set out against the church. They soon tell us we've got to marry men with men and women with women. But God forbid, hallelujah, those of the light, we cannot mix darkness with light. We have got to preach what this book says, hallelujah. We have got to live for righteousness. I'd rather you put me in a prison, my God Almighty, than obeying men. I'd rather die for him and my blood be spilled than I obey men and head on to a devil's hell. Not going there with the rulers of this world, my God Almighty. My home is in heaven, my God Almighty. There's coming a time where every man will be judged. Kings of this world will recognize when he appears. They're going to see the one that they crucified. They're going to see the one that they buried in the tomb. My God Almighty. Men will try to run for their lives. But this book told me that there's going to be no hiding place. Hallelujah. Some of them, when they're about to die, my God, their eyes begin to open up to what, my God, who Jesus is. But they went to the grave in anger against the Christ. My God, asking that their ashes be scattered all over this world. But I hear John said, my God Almighty, that the grave, the sea, is going to give up the dead. I don't care what your ashes are, my God. There's coming a time when the ruler, the one who sits on the throne, you think you're ruling, there's one who sits on the throne. There's coming a time when he's going to say, oh, see, my God, bring back Johnny, bring back Carpenter, bring back Lindsay, bring back, and the sea is going to give up the dead, and every man will have to stand before him to be judged of him, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. The kings with the knees are going to shake. Their knees are going to bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of all. My God Almighty. The one who says, let there be, and there was. So fight all you want to fight. My God Almighty. Set laws all you want to set laws. My God. My God is laughing. My God is mocking you. My God is standing sure. He knows that when he releases his plan, no man Katashamba can stand again. No man, my God, can shut the church of the living God down. He'll find you in the palaces. He'll find you in parliament. He'll put your church right in the seat of parliament. Marco Sanda, Tamahosha, Baku to Yohotama Shamba, Rakanabakosaya, Rakata Shamba, my God, Akuta Shamba, my God, we're coming, my God Almighty, we're coming as a mighty nation, we're coming as a strong people, though we may be few in number, we're coming, I speak to that Antichrist spirit, my God is watching. Katashamba, jump to your feet, prophet, and shout a hallelujah. My God is watching. He's empowering a people, my God, for the name of the Lord God shall stand sure. Koshamba, krabahasikotosaya, rabakanda kotoshamba, makotorabakotoshaya, lakunda basata, unleash against the power of darkness. The name, the light is coming up your way. Katashamba, masanda, hakatamahosa. Come on, if you don't have boldness, you can't stand in this hour. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You need boldness to stand. You got to ask God for boldness. You got to ask God for boldness. Paul, my God, they prophesied to him and said, Paul, we are begging you. Don't go up to Jerusalem. There's a sword waiting for you. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. The rap, my God, gird his loin and said, whoever this belongs to, my God, so shall they do with you. Paul said, my God Almighty, you think I'm afraid of a sword? You think I'm afraid of a guillotine? my God Almighty. Hallelujah. For me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. That's the power of the church. We know in this world it's Christ, and after this world is Christ. So it doesn't matter what comes our way, my God. For me to live is Christ. I'm going to preach Jesus until the world is confused. I'm going to preach Jesus until those who are bound be released. I'm going to preach Jesus till the captives are set free. Shamba kosa, mama kusata, hallelujah, hallelujah. Kata mashamba, mama husika tabahosha, mama hasinda. I wish you could see spirits around now, my God, latching on their eyes to see who is preaching like this. Hallelujah, the name of the Lord is upon me. The name of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah, I'm assigned and I'm sent from God. Makata shamba, hallelujah, I'm just a pilgrim passing through this world. You can take my head off, my God, but I'm preaching to loose God's people from darkness. I'm preaching to open up the graves that people are in and release them to this great life. Hakata shamba. Othniel James is my name, and I come from God, and to him I shall return. Mama koto samba. Makanda bakosata. Rabako shamba kasa. Ayakata mashamba. Makata samba. Mama kotasa. No man can touch me unless God allow it to be so. No man can imprison me. Mama hasikata. I see them in the spirit. I see them in the spirit. Sent. Mama kotasha. Hallelujah. But the Lord hakatasa. The Lord of heaven. The Lord of heaven. The host of heaven. The God of armies. Hakatashamba. My God. Hallelujah. Put blindness upon your spirit even now. Katashamba. Hakatasha. I put blindness upon your spirit. My God. And I command those who are watching right now. You're in the spirit of darkness. But I speak to your spirit. And I command change to be broken. I command my God Almighty to set you right now at liberty. Be loose in Jesus' name. Shama, I hear God. I hear the Holy Ghost. Kata mashamba, hakata samba. Somebody lift your hands and wave them for the pastors and the preachers in this city. Makata shanda. The cute thing not going to work. My God Almighty. The sermon's not going to work. Your nice, fancy, written sermon's not going to work. You got to preach the fire of Jesus. You got to tell people that Jesus is the ruler in this world. Mama kunda bahasata. Makatia bahoshamba. Lord God, release the apostolic church, my God Almighty, hallelujah, from the bondage that they have created upon themselves. Kambahosha, rakanda bakosa, makonda basa. Put fire in the preacher's bosom. Put fire in the pastor's bosom. Give them visions, Lord. Open their eyes to see. Kasha. Mama, sir, wave your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Keto Hoshanda. Mama Konda Bahasia. Kimba Babahusia. Mama Kunda Sata. Nama Kosata. Talking to Toronto now. Lama Simba. You see some church around town that you don't want to set yourself and align yourself with a church? Are you in a one-man mission? You're going to die. You're going to die. Konda Bahusha. You try to build a mission for yourself and a ministry for yourself. You label it on cards and you call your name and say it's your ministry. You're going to die. Mama kusi bahasha. If you don't repent and align yourself with what this book stands for, you're going to be devoured. You're going to be devoured. Ha! Mama kunta haya bahasha makasia. Mama kunde malakutu yomohosumba. You're gonna be devoured. Mama simba kendi bohoshia masamba kutasa. Mama ha mahaniha yakoti yabahosamba. You're building a ministry for yourself. God don't know you. Kata Shamba. He'll take it from you and give it to another man. Mama Simba Kasia. But his name must be glorified. And his glory he will not share with another. Ketasha. I hear the Holy Ghost. Kembasha. Some of you just love preach. Every pulpit you want to be in. I warn in this city. Every pulpit you run from pulpit to pulpit. And you never get a message from the Lord. Watch it. Watch it. I'm talking to somebody in the spirit right now. Mama Hasi. Mama Kusa. Your feet busy. You're planning pulpit. Hallelujah. Some of you are setting up ministries in this pandemic to make your name. You're going to die like a fool. Kashamba. Somebody got to speak to the spirit of this city. Manda koto shamba. And some pastors, my God, you sit and you're silent. You're fearful. Got to let the young ones know that the church operates under authority and principle. I'm going to speak as the Lord give me utterance. No man in here buy my bread. My God, I live from the hands of the Lord. Shakotosa. Mama, because I leave money and follow Jesus. And Jesus fix me up and give me food every day. My God Almighty. And the day he doesn't give me food, I'll be in fasting. Kata Shamba. You tell your pastor, I don't know where the Holy Ghost is leading me this way, but that's where he said I should go. It's to speak. Those of you watch this broadcast, you tell your pastor you have a ministry and you're packing up and leaving. You're starting your own church and you have a ministry and you don't take counsel. The spirit of Cain is on you. You can't take counsel. You're going to be like a vagabond. Don't you see a congregation before you? When the time comes, the whole roof will come down. Kandahashaba. Barukotosham. I see the hand of the Lord want to do something in this city. But there needs to be order in the city. Katasham. And it's not good enough for men of God who know the principle to hide in the back seat and discuss the principle. You gotta tell it on the mountaintop and tell it to the young men, tell it to the young women, and let them know that the church stands for principle. Katashamba. Rabakotosha. Woo! Shamamasa. Don't you feel what's coming on the land? Don't you feel the strong arm of God? Outstretch a move of God that's coming on the land. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord Jesus. There's power, my God, that's about to sweep Toronto. My God Almighty. Power that's about to be unleashed upon the land. My God Almighty. And some of us pastors, you don't know that you're under a spirit has suppressed you. So insecure. The insecurity imprisoned the gospel of Jesus Christ. Release people and let them tell people about Jesus. You're worried about people becoming more important than you in the pulpit. Don't worry. God put you in the pulpit. He will take you out when he's ready. No man can override you. Know that. Your God is big. He calls you. He calls you for a purpose. And no man can cancel your purpose. It's your insecurity that's canceling it. Kata Shamba. Mama Hasita. I see a move of God that's coming. But it's coming for folks who are prepared to lose everything for the name of Jesus Christ. My God Almighty. Stretch your hands and say, include me in that number, Lord. Give me the mind. Lord, I don't even feel like I have that mind. But won't you possess my spirit? Koto Shamba. Won't you possess me for what's coming? I want to be a part of your number, Lord. I want to be a part of your number. I don't want to be on the other side that you mock and your anger is against. I want to be on the side, my God, that you're defending. I want to be on the side that your banner is over. Hallelujah. I want to be on the side that's under your authority. Kata shambahota simbaluhulia kandabosa. Mama hundi bikotosha. Mama kasati ohosha. Mama, God's gonna give the church an open door. Labahosa. In this season, God's gonna give the church an open door. Makondohusia. Daru kotoshamba basia. The Lord's gonna visit. The Lord's gonna visit the rulers of this land. He's gonna give the church an open door. Shako mohusia. Mama sinda kotosha. Labababahuta kasia rabahuta masha. Mama sanda. Wave your hands and bless the name of the Lord for it. My God, there's an open door that's coming. Kata bahusha. There's an open door that's coming. Wave your hands and bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. I hear the Holy Ghost. Kata shamba. Mama. Hallelujah. You think, my God, the knees of kings couldn't shake. God's going to shake up some king's knees. Mama Kotos, there's a door of mercy that's open for the church. Laba Kotosa. Reba Hota Shamba Kosa. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God. He's got a miracle in me. My God Almighty. He's got a miracle in me. He's going to do something through me. He's going to do something through you. My God Almighty. Possess me, Lord, and you. Use me for your own glory. Lift your hands and bless his holy name. Light shines into darkness. And darkness could not extinguish the light. We're children of this great light. Mama Hosata. Mama Kotosha. And darkness will not be able to extinguish this great light. Lift your hands if you're confused in your spirit watching me. Hallelujah. I bind the spirit of confusion. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God begin to give you clarity. God begin to give you peace of mind. Hallelujah. For you to see him. Behold his wounded hands, his wounded side. My God Almighty, one who shed blood for you, died for you. Hallelujah. Your chastisement of your peace was upon him. And by his stripes you are healed. There's a healing that's taking place right now for your mind. A healing that brings deliverance. A healing that brings salvation. For you to cast your eyes upon the Holy One. The one, my God Almighty, that came to draw you out of sin in darkness. My God, you're in a net, but God's plucking your feet out of it right now. Hallelujah. Glorify the Lord for what's happening to you right now. The anointing of God is upon you. Some of you, my God Almighty, anointing has touched you already, right in your bedroom, right in your living room, right in your kitchen where you're watching. The anointing of God is touching you right now. Hallelujah. Drop the utensils, lift your hands, and bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, to your way. Yes, to your will. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I surrender to you. I surrender to your authority. The one who stands forever sure. I surrender to you. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. If you're not being baptized in Jesus' name as yet, my God Almighty, are filled with the Holy Ghost. We have a pool ready for your baptism. Hallelujah. Anywhere in the world that you're watching, the pool is ready for you. Just contact us, my God Almighty, and you will be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it's displayed on the screen right now. Our contact information, you just write it down, reach out to us, and we'll get you buried and get you ready for the agenda of Jesus. You leave the agenda of the rulers of this world behind and follow the agenda of Jesus. The one who laughs last and the one who laughs best. My God Almighty, lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, saints of the living God. I want us to lift our voice and say, God, grant us boldness. Grant us boldness in this hour. Baptize us with the spirit of boldness in this hour. Hatamahu shamba kusaya. Lord, not only me, but my brothers, my sisters, give us all boldness to declare the truth, my God Almighty, the truth of this gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Katama Shamba Husa. Hallelujah.